this is Saritha.
And this is Clean Ears.
Yes, and we have a topic that is close to our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Real close.
That we would like to talk about.
Yes.
And it is the plight of the single Christian woman, especially in the church.
Yeah.
Because it's hard out here for us, and we, ladies, we feel your pain. Fellas, if this is the first time you're hearing about the single Christian woman, let me just tell you, we've been going through.
It's a lot, and for many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
What is challenging is, as Christian women, we are darn amazing at putting together communities. Like,
yes.
we so connected,
mm-hmm.
so many different ways. We got circles on circles. Everybody knows everybody. We show up for each other. We support each other. It's just a wonderful community.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's challenging when we're getting together to something, to attend something that's supposed to be co-ed. And guys, I don't know what it is. I don't know if you just are, you know, don't like to hang with a lot of people unless you are a member of a sports team or something. But I'll just be like, but where y'all be at? I remember attending a particular singles function one time, and I remember walking in, it was literally a sea of women. A literal sea of women as far as the eyes could see.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like I could like count the men on these. And I thought that that was really interesting because I'm like, we be out here.
Yeah.
And y'all don't be out here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I think probably the biggest part. Because, you know, when we finally get a moment to outside of the church, get ourselves together, get mm-hmm. dressed up, get to looking nice and going somewhere. And then you look around and all you see is a bunch of women. Then sometimes it can be a little bit discouraging because we're like, okay,
yeah,
you don't want to start going into unsafe settings and then you're subject to the a shot of come with me, people just grabbing on you and such, even though some people enjoy that apparently. No, I'm just playing. And I'm teasing because your response just now, it's teasing. But, you know, it's like you don't want to go to a place where the men don't know Jesus just so that you can feel attention.
Right.
But sometimes it will be really, really nice to, you know, I don't know where Christian men hang out. Share the secret.
Just we would like share to mingle. Secret. Like, it doesn't always have to be, oh, we're trying to get together. But
we don't need to marry you that night. But
we
goodness gracious,
just want to, like, put the circles together. Like, single men and single women who love God should know each other. Like, even if it's not for like immediate hangouts, it's just like, oh, I do not have like a friend. I have a male friend. It could be nice to have more of those.
Yeah, I think when I was looking to have more Christian male friends, I ended up just having to join a co-ed small group because I was like, we are not organically meeting.
No.
Friendly as, you know, your girl is and as everywhere as I be,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, oh, I guess the only way I can talk to you is if I am responding to your point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that part is definitely challenging as well.
Yes. One thing that I find challenging or just find interesting is that as a single woman, you are not always big up for your successes outside of relationships. Especially if you've been single for a while and you're not one of those people who is dating a lot, you may not hear a lot of act like anything about yourself other than, oh, you know, I know a guy, or, you know, they ask how you are. And if it's not based on any type of relationship, they really don't have anything to say to you. Like you are at a place of where you're kind of like a pariah of church. Like you just, people don't want you around their husbands because all of a sudden you're like a threat to their relationship. People don't want, like, they don't have time to hang out with you on the solo dolo. You don't have anything to add to relationship conversations. And a lot of churches don't know how to support their single women outside of a singles ministry, you know? Or even women's ministries have become, let's train these women how to be wives rather than how to be better Christians. So you are, like, out here, like, I just love Jesus and I happen to not be married. what to what? Like, where am I supposed to go?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There seems to be less opportunity to fit in, mm-hmm, in certain circles. And a lot of times you are more celebrated when you enter into a relationship as if there's some level of understanding about you that has been obtained.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now that your status is known.
Single ladies, check your likes. If you, like, got a new job, how many likes? Or somebody getting engaged, how many likes? And I'm not saying they're not good things. I'm just saying people don't view them equally in the church. It's not like, oh, I'm succeeding in my purpose, which may be like a 9-to-5 and not like ministry, because I'm sure a missionary, you get all the likes. But like, because if you're feeling like this is Jesus guilt, I gotta like it. But like, if you're like, oh, I got promoted, I'm doing well, versus I found somebody who wants to bear with me for the rest of their life.
Bear
like,
with me, oh gosh.
My levels of expectation are low, y'all. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying, like, especially as a single woman who has been single for a while, it would be nice. And what I've noticed is that people just don't know how to deal with you. They don't know where to put you. There's only so many places where you can be as a single woman in the church. And it feels like they just have not figured out that avenue, and it's partly because there's just way more single people now. Like, back in the day, people were getting married, and that was what you did, mm-hmm, and people trained people to do that. But nowadays, people aren't getting married as quickly. People are being single in their, you know, early 30s, late 30s. People are getting married for the first time, possibly in their 40s. And what do you do with this brand new, very wide, mostly female single group of people? Where do you put them?
I think that's an excellent question. And I think the first answer that we can think of for that is support them.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest thing that is needed is support, period. Not supporting, oh, poor you, you've not found someone yet. Oh, choo-choo.
But, pray for you.
But support, like, if there's anything that a single Christian woman is doing or working on, support it.
Mm-hmm.
Double tap it. Like, support it. We definitely released another video on how to support your local creative.
Yes.
So you can definitely check that out. But I think that's the biggest thing. You know, I've often felt like, dang, I'm still not going to get my biggest hand claps until I get married and have a child. Mm. But sometimes people are still like, yeah, see, you post stuff about clean ears, blah, 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 blah. People don't really take the time to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to post a ring, people would be like, through my whole history, to tie stuff back together.
Right.
And so
it was the entire story.
Like, when did this happen? I don't understand. Oh my goodness. And so I think the biggest thing that we would need is just support in the little things that we're doing, whether it's a hobby, whatever. You see that somebody started something, go like the professional page too. Like, just support.
Right. Just be part of people's actual journey and not want to jump in when it starts to relate to what you think is an accomplishment. I think that would be really good for the church to do. And I feel like if we treated single people as just Christians, like single, married, whatever, you need to be worried about the condition of my soul,
yes,
more than my relationship status. That would be great. Like, let's just get into this word, because the one who comforts me when I start to feel real single is God.
Yes.
And my relationship with him and my closeness to him. And so rather than trying to find me like an actual body, let's just be part of the body.
You know, hey, you know, wordplay.
I'm trying to rap.
Yeah. I see you.
Anywho,
but I think that's it. Caring for our soul, asking me how I'm doing without, you don't have to slip in. So, mm-hmm, are you dating someone? I feel like you could just ask me how I'm doing.
Don't ever ask me that, y'all.
How's work? How's your family? How's life treating you? Anything new going on with you? Keep the conversation cool, but it doesn't always have to revolve around dating, because there's so much more. Just like there's so much, I know there are plenty of wives who feel like, I can imagine, people, yeah, only ask about spouse life or kids.
Yeah.
You want people to care about and be invested in you. And even as a single person, we still struggle with people not necessarily being invested in us as individuals, mm-hmm, and how we're doing, period. How can I hold you up? Can I pray for you for something? Let's hang out. Let's link up. Let's, yeah, just, you know, treat us like people.
Yeah.
That, I think that's the main key.
Yes. So at the end of the day, what we're asking for is you to treat us like people.
Yeah. Simple, small request.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully this blessed you guys. Hopefully for those who are single, I think we may have talked about single men as well. I don't know what your struggle is, but maybe something similar. Hopefully we spoke to that. If not, hey, leave a comment. you know, hit us up on our socials. Let us know that maybe we should bring a guy in to talk about the single dude's struggle.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Y'all hold all the cards. I don't know.
I don't know. Let us know. Like us on our socials. Follow us. If you enjoy these videos, if you enjoy the podcast, I'd love for you to hit us up on Patreon and see if you would like to become a patron as well. We would love to have you be part of the Earbuds family. We have some amazing rewards set up for you. And until next time,
have a good time.
Bye.